It's okay to be practical and to be realistic, but that doesn't mean you have to be a pessimist. You're listening to Confidently She. Let's gently cleanse that internalized misogyny and equip you to handle what life brings your way. I'm Rebecca Biggie, and I'm here to help. Welcome to the show. All right. It's another Zodiac episode of Confidently She. I'm your host, Rebecca Biggie, and today in this episode, we are talking about Capricorn. You filthy earth sign. This is the last earth sign in the Zodiac series. Capricorn, in my opinion, is the most stubborn of the stubborn signs. So earth signs are all stubborn, but Capricorn is the one that's not only going to tell you when they think you're wrong, but it will take like the most gentle and consistent effort to coax them into seeing the error of their own ways. It's a little interesting because Capricorn thinks that they're very like diplomatic, but they're not. Like they're like, I would get along with other people if they just would see reason. And it's like, yeah, well, that's because you think your perspective is the only reasonable perspective, Capricorn. Like it's not that other people don't see reason. It's that not everyone's going to agree with you, and you're not always right. Like, sometimes there's more than one way to be correct. And that's something that Capricorn really struggles with because, again, earth sign, very fixed sign, immovable, are the earth signs. And Capricorn, I think there are severities of the tendencies within each element sign. So I think Capricorn is the most severe earth sign, then Virgo, then Taurus. As far as fire signs, I think Aries is the most severe fire sign, followed by Sagittarius and then Leo. Just because I think Leo is like the easiest to get along with. Like Leo is the easiest to get along with for the fire signs. Taurus is the easiest to get along with for the earth signs. Pisces is the easiest to get along with for the water signs. Maybe Cancer. Hold on. Let me get my thoughts together. I do this on the fly. But when I'm thinking about the water signs, Scorpio is definitely the most intense water sign. Like, definitely. Pisces is the most sensitive, but I think Cancer is the easiest to get along with. Easiest to get to know, easiest to get along with, Cancer, yeah. And then for the air signs, Aquarius is the easiest to get along with. I think Libra is the most intense of the air signs. And then Gemini's in the middle. So of the earth signs, I think Capricorn is the most to deal with is Capricorn. So Capricorns are born between December 22nd and January 19th. Capricorns are responsible. They're very disciplined. They have a strong sense of self-control. And because of this, this is why they have a tendency to be so judgmental of other people and think that they know all the answers, even when no one asked for their input. The weaknesses of Capricorn is you're a know-it-all. You expect the worst out of people. You can be very condescending. You're like, oh, nobody's as smart as me. I've just got it all figured out. And all of these people are just stupid. Like that's like the insecure, self-absorbed Capricorn just thinks that they are the one that has it all figured out. And everyone else who doesn't listen to them is making a mistake. But you are very judgmental, you're very skeptical, and this creates kind of a narrow view of life for yourself, a narrow path of life. You don't see all the different possibilities, all the different positive things that might happen. You're just always preparing for the worst and assuming that the worst is going to happen. And what ends up happening when you do that, Capricorn, is that you attract negative things into your life. If you're always expecting the worst, you're always going to find things that are negative. It's not naive to be optimistic, although you think that, don't you? You think that optimism is just someone who hasn't been around long enough to have life happen to them. But in reality, true informed optimism is the ultimate strength, Capricorn. It's having life happen to you and still not becoming jaded. That's the ultimate strength. Capricorn is very rooted in tradition. You want things to happen the same way as they always have been done, and it's very difficult for you to be convinced to do something differently. You don't think there's anything wrong with the way we've always done things. There's got to be some merit in the traditions, otherwise they wouldn't be traditions. And a confident Capricorn is able to let go of some of those controls that you think you have. Because here's the reality, Capricorn, you're not in control of as much as you think you are. The other thing a confident Capricorn will do is shut their mouth. A confident Capricorn knows when to give advice and when to just listen and to be supportive and to support someone while they are processing something. I know that you want to help and you think that giving your opinion and telling people what to do in a certain situation is going to be the most helpful, but you have to have the humility to understand that the way you would solve a problem is not going to be the best way for everyone to solve that problem. And unless someone is specifically coming to you for your advice, for your insight, which you love that, by the way, you love when people come to you for your advice because you think that you give really good advice, and you might, but you need to be careful not to just start handing that out to people when they didn't ask for it. Because that can be interpreted as you are being a know-it-all, or you are being condescending, you are inserting yourself into my business, you're judging me when I didn't ask for any of this, Capricorn. Like I'm just trying to live my life, or I'm trying to share something with a friend of mine, and you know, you're speaking to me as if I'm an idiot for not already knowing what you're about to tell me. And that's not fair. The deep insecurity that Capricorn has is that you're always making up these hypothetical situations to be afraid of. The thing about Capricorn is that in order to feel like you are in control of all these things that you fear, because you have a lot of fear, Capricorn, you imagine and expect these worst case scenarios in your mind that never actually come to pass, but you're fixated on these fears and these hypotheticals. And so what you'll end up doing is, because that's where your mindset is at, you create problems that don't exist. And then because you want to be responsible and you want to be, you know, the problem solver here, you want to have all the answers, you then try to fix this problem that you created. Like it didn't exist. You imagined this problem, you created and manifested this problem in your mind. And then because you want to have all the answers, you turn around and then try to fix this problem in an attempt to feel as though you are in control of your life. And it's just like, whoa, that's some heavy, heavy stuff there, Capricorn. Like, you don't need to be constantly finding and making problems to fix in order to be valuable and worthwhile. So Capricorn, stop being afraid of things that haven't actually happened. Stop making up these scenarios and expecting the worst to happen. It's okay to be practical and to be realistic, but that doesn't mean you have to be a pessimist. Life is not that bad. You're just looking for all the reasons why people suck. And, you know, if that's what you're looking for, you will find it. But if you're looking for the reasons why people are really great and why life is kind of fun and it's exciting and you never know what's going to happen and there's so many possibilities, there are positive possibilities as well. You can take a page from the next sign, which is Aquarius, that's all about discovering the possibilities and doing things differently. So Aquarius is coming next. Aquarius is the final air sign in the zodiac. I hope you enjoyed the Capricorn episode. That's what I have for you for this episode. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk soon. Share this episode with a friend, and if you're listening on iTunes, make sure to leave that 5-star rating and a review with a few words describing what it means for you to be confidently she. I'll go first. She shows up for the people and the ideas that she believes in.